In some spiritual traditions, an acrostic, a poem from A to Z, is used as a love poem to the divine. It may express the idea that even if we use every letter, we are still unable to completely bless the Holy One. You, too, are blessed and infinitely deserving beyond measure. The following is a list of some of the things that have been helpful to my clients. You may want to make your own list. 26 ways to love yourself from art to Zen. Art. Draw, paint, dance, play music, sing, write poetry, especially if you haven't since you were a child. Bath. Take a long, relaxing bath or shower. Come out. Tell the truth about who you are. Date. Make a date with yourself. Schedule time alone in your date book or Palm Pilot. Eat. Eat something healthy you enjoy. My mom was right. It may help you feel better. Free. Do something free like the library, the park, or the free day at the museum. Get a massage. Help. You deserve support. Ask your friends and family for help. Indulge yourself. Pamper yourself with lotions, your favorite fabrics, things that feel nice against your skin. Just sit there. Do nothing. Notice if you feel bored. Resist the temptation to change this feeling. Kids. Spend some time with kids and notice what they notice. If you need a break from kids, give yourself a timeout. Listen to music. Meditate. Take some long, slow breaths right now. Nature. Spend time outside. Orgasm. If you like, explore your own body with the patience you deserve. If orgasm happens, it can release endorphins, which bring about a sense of well-being. Pray. If you have a spiritual practice, you may want to try connecting to the divine. Ritual. Let go of something by writing it down, then tearing, burning, or throwing paper. Say what you're feeling. Talk to a psychotherapist. Therapy is a gift to yourself. Unplug your cell phone, your TV, your computer. Isn't it quieter now? Volunteer. Do something for someone else. Write in a journal. Exercise. Movement can change your mood and may also release endorphins. You are unique. Write down 5 things you like about yourself. Zen teachers say, when you wash the rice, wash the rice. Pay attention to this moment.